This is Ira Glass of This American Life. So maybe you saw this. This wasn't a big news item, but it got some national attention. A guy named McCrae Dowless, a Republican political operative in North Carolina, was arrested and charged this winter with election fraud, with tampering with ballots in a very tight congressional race in North Carolina. The winner in that race beat the loser by like 900 votes out of like 300,000 cast. And when this happened, this guy facing these charges and arrested, the Washington Post and the TV networks and others, when they looked up this guy, you know, to see like what had been written about him in the past, had he done this before, they ended up quoting a story that we'd actually done on This American Life all the way back in 2016. Back then, one of our producers, Zoe Chase, went to a hearing of the North Carolina State Board of Elections where this same man, McCrae Dowless, was being accused of doing things in the 2016 election that were very similar to the things that he got arrested for this year. Here's Zoe.
Here's what tumbles out of McCrae under the board's questioning. He had some people working for him, getting out the vote. Volunteers, McCrae calls them. The volunteers, though, were allegedly getting paid for each ballot they turned in. That is illegal. One of the voters who signed an affidavit said that Get Out the Vote workers came by and had her family request absentee ballots. But then they never received their absentee ballots in the mail like they were supposed to. Then, when the family went to vote on Election Day, they were told they'd already voted. In essence, McCrae is getting accused of paying people to obtain absentee ballots, fill them out, and cast their votes on someone else's behalf. That, for sure, is illegal. McCrae says he didn't do anything wrong.
It's the pledge drive. And can I say, I think this is the kind of reporting that comes to you on this radio station every day, fact-based reporting done all over the country. Reporters not just doing the stories that everybody else is covering, but digging and finding things that other people have not yet reported, searching out what's happening and trying to explain it even before it becomes news. Zoe put this story on the air 2 years before this man became national news. If you value independent, fact-based journalism, enterprising journalism that goes out trying to accurately describe the world, I want that to continue. That's why I pledge to public radio. If you feel the same way, here's how to pledge.